Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 21st day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masech Tashkolim, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Gimel. The first Mishnah we learned about various people who had positions of authority. One of them was Yochanan ben Pinchas, who was in charge of the stamps. The stamps for that would give you authority to take the Nesachim. Achia was appointed for the Nesachim. What are the Nesachim? Nesachim literally means pourings or libations. But in fact, when we talk about Nesachim in the Mishnah here, we mean what's called Minchas Nesachim and Yain LeNesach, i.e. the Mincha, which was comprised of flour with oil, and wine that was used for pouring. This accompanied every single korban olah, every single korban shlamim, whether private, whether public, and sometimes with a sin offering in the case of a metzora, and when he comes pure. Generally speaking, other sin offerings, the firstborn animal, the maaser, the pesach, and bird korbanos, all of these do not require nesachim. They were not accompanied by a minchas nesachim. Now, there were different shiurim, different measurements of how much to bring of flour, how much of oil to bring, how much of wine to bring, depending on what type of animal it was. For any sheep or goat, or male, including male sheep, under 1 year, it was 1/10 of an ephah, a nesorin, mixed with a quarter of hin, 1/10 of an ephah of flour, mixed with a quarter of a hin, that was a measure in the Beis HaMikdash, 12 lugin, of oil, and a quarter of a hin of wine for pouring. That's the smallest shear of the Nesachim, and that was for male sheep under 1 year, goats, male or female, and female sheep, no matter what age they were. Then you had the second measure, and that was for any male sheep over 1 year. That's called a ram. We call it an ayil. Any rams, there would be two isranim, 2/10 of an ephah of flour, mixed with 1/3 of a hin of oil and 1/3 of a hin of wine for pouring. And then there was the biggest shear. That was for the bull or the calf. And that was for 3 isranim. That's tripled as much as a lamb, of a flour mixed with 1/2 hin of oil and 1/2 hin of wine. Now, when a person was offering these korbanos and he needed to bring the nesachim that accompanied with them, he could buy them from the store in the mikdash. This was a big benefit, because otherwise it would be quite difficult to find nesachim that were made with the utmost purity, al taras hakodesh. In the next Mishnah, we're going to learn how they would buy it and how it would work, but now we're going to learn about the different types of stamps or seals that one was able to get from the person in charge. Mishnah Gimel. There were 4 kinds of seals or stamps that would be given out by the person in charge of receiving monies for these nesachim. And there was written on the stamp as a sign that you paid it on the receipt. Egel. That was for the sign that you've bought nesachim for the cattle, which is the largest shear. You would get then 3 isranim of flour, 1/2 hin of oil, and 1/2 hin of wine. The second one was zochar. Zochar meant male. That would be a reference to the male rams, or male sheep, which was a ram, any male sheep over 1 year. The word zochar is used because the Aramaic word for ale is in fact dichra. Dichrei means male. And then if you got that stamp, that would entitle you then to 2 isranim of flour and 1/3 of a hin of oil and 1/3 of a hin of wine. The third measure was, or the third stamp was the word gedi. Gedi means a goat or a kid. And that would entitle you to the nesachim for a lamb, a male lamb under 12 months, and goats and sheep that were female no matter what age they were, and that would be the smallest share, 1/10 of a solus, mixed with 1/4 of a hin of oil and 1/4 of a hin of wine. And then the fourth one was choite, the word sinner. Now the word sinner was a simon, was a sign that if you got that stamp, that means you were entitled to the nesachim of a metzora who was well-to-do. A metzora who was well-to-do after he'd become pure would have to bring three animals, two male sheep and one female sheep. With each korban, he would have to bring the nesachim. Now, as we said before, the male lambs under 12 months were one nesorin, and sheep are generally one nesorin. So altogether, three of those animals meant that he had to buy three esroinim of flour, nine lugim of oil, because 1/3 of a hin is 4 lugim, three times, a 1/4 of a hin, I beg your pardon, is 3 lugim. 3 times 3 is 9, so 9 lugim of wine. Similarly, 9 lugim of oil, of wine. 9 lugim of oil and 9 lugim of wine, because again, 1/4 of a hin of wine per lamb is 1/4 of a hin. That's 1/4 of 12 is 3. 3 times 3 for the 3 lambs is 9. Now, in addition to all of that, the metzora, who was well-to-do, we'd also have to bring one log of oil, another log of oil, totally separate, which the kohen would use to pour on his right ear, right toe, and right thumb. So, they used the word sinner for these korbanos, or for these nesachim of a metzora, because, indeed, our rabbis say, there were 7 sins or 7 reasons that a person would get tzaras afflicted, and they were, of course, sins. Benazai Oimer Chamisha Hoya. Benazai disagrees. He says, no, there was 5. There were 5 different stamps, not 4. And he also says, V'aramis Kosovo, and he says each one of the signs were written in Aramaic, so the people were familiar with that language. What were the 5, according to Benazai? Egel, as we said before. Zohar, as we said before, that was for the ram. Gedi, that was what we said before, was the smallest share for the lambs and goats. Choite, dal, v'choite, asher. Ah, now for the metzora, there were 2. Tanakama held there was only 1 stamp, but the Benazai holds there were 2. One for a poor metzora who became healed, and one for a rich metzora who became healed. The rich metzora would bring, as we said before, enough v'nesachim to serve the 3 animals, to accompany the 3 animals. As we said before, 9 lugim of oil, 9 lugim of wine, and 3 esroinim of flour. The sinner who was poor, that means a metzora who was not so rich, now there was a separate stamp for him, and that was choite dal. That was a sign that a person was a metzora who was poor, and he would only bring 1 lamb and its nesachim. 1 lamb and the nesachim accompanying it, which was only 1 isarna of flour and 3 isarnas of the oil and wine, and 1 log of shemen, 1 log of oil, as we said before. Because he brings afterwards, he doesn't have to, he could bring, instead of bringing 3 animals, he only brings 1 animal. Now the Tanakama held that the poor metzora would buy the seal that had the word gedi, and he would get just what it is for a lamb or for a goat. In other words, he would only get one isarin of flour, and 3 isarinas of oil, and a 1/4 of a hin, or 3 lugim of a hin for the wine. But what about the extra log that he would get, that a metzora would get? Even a poor metzora would have to bring an extra log of oil that would go in his ear and toe and thumb. The Tanakama held that he had to buy that from his own money, that he had to bring from his house. However, the metzora that was rich, that needed to bring so much, he needed to bring 9 lugim of oil for his korbanos, so they made him a special ticket that he should be able to get the extra log from the treasurer, since he's buying so much. Now, Mishnah now continues to detail what these stamps were for. Egel, a stamp that had the word egel on it, that had the word kaf on it. Meshameshim niska boka, that was used as a sign that he was now entitled to nesachim for cattle, the heavy things. That meant the biggest amount. Gedolim uktanim, whether the cattle were big or small, that doesn't matter. It's chayim nekeves, whether they're male or female, you always got the same quantity. And that is 3 esrenim of flour, 1/2 of a hin of oil, and 1/2 of a hin of wine. Gidi, any stamp that had the word gidi on it, literally a kid. Meshameshim nisket sign, that was used that stamp was used to tell you that you were entitled to nesachim of the karbonis that come from the flock, which is gedolim uktanim, zchorim and keves, old or young, male or female, all the sheep or goat, except for a male lamb that was over 12 months. The male lamb had to be under 12 months to be able to have this small amount, this gedi. As the Mishnah continues, chutz mishalelim, except for rams. For rams, that means any male lamb over 12 months, actually from 13 months and one day until the end of, until the end of the second year. Zohar, they had a stamp. The chutz mishalelim, except for the rams. As the Mishnah continues, zohar, the stamp that had the word zohar, literally male, mishamishim niskayelim b'vad, that was just used for the male lambs or the rams, which were over 13 months. Choite, the fourth stamp that we mentioned, the one that has the word sinner on it, Meshamesh im niske sholosh behemos shel Mitzrayim. That was a stamp that entitled the Mitzrayim, who was able to afford it, to bring Nesachim for his 3 lambs that he would need to bring. And 1 log of oil that was used to put on his ear and thumb and toe. Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Humavakesh Nesachim. Now, someone who was seeking the Nesachim, the accompanying mincha and pouring of wine for his carbon, Hoylech Alei Eitzel Yochanan, who would go to Yochanan Shehum Munal Chesamis, who was in charge of the stamps or the seals. Noisan Emois, he would pay Yochanan the money according to the amount of Nesachim that he needed, and he would get from him a seal or a stamp with the sign that was giving the entitlement for whatever he needed. He would take that stamp to Achia, who was in charge of giving out the actual flour and oil and wine, and to sell them to the owner of the kabbonis, and this was done so that each person would not have to bring a korban to go after the nesachim which were made al tarsa kodesh. V'noisen lochosam, and he would give Achia the stamp that he received from Yochanan, or mekabel mimenu nesachim, and get from him the nesachim according to whatever that stamp said, whatever was the sign on the stamp. In the evening, at the end of the day, Boyin Zaitzel Zeh, Achia, the one in charge of the seal of the actual products, of the actual flour and oil and wine, and Yochanan would get together. The Achia Moitzis Achasamas, Achia would then produce all the chasamas, show him, take out all the stamps that he'd received from the buyers, all the receipts. Or Mekabel Kenegdon Mois, and he would match them with the money from Yochanan. That Yochanan had the cash, of course, that was given by the money buying all this, the Nesachim. V'im hoisiru, if Yochanan had more money than what was according than the total amount that there should be there according to the stamps that were in the hand of Achia, hoisiru mikdash, then we say, good, Hektish has the extra money, that's fine. However, v'im pochasu, if there was less money in the hands of Yochanan, then there should be, according to the number of Nesachim that was in the hands of Achia, Hayim Shalom Yochanan Rebeisa, Yochanan had to pay it the deficit from his own money. Why is that? Shayada Hektish Aliyana. Hektish always has the upper hand. If there's extra, it's extra for Hektish. If there's missing, then the people have to supply it themselves, have to make up the deficit.